Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
Good morning, Prince George. And good afternoon, Winnipeg. All of our listeners at C488.7 FM in Prince George and CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm Joey Only from the Cariboo area of British Columbia, and this show is called The Meteorological Report. Comedy, meteorology. Comedy, meteorology. Comedy, meteorology. Meteorology. That's how you say it. Meteorology. It's a study that we've invented here, my fellow meteorologists and myself. We discovered it last year. It's the combination of laughter, because the weather is just that bad in Canada. How bad is the weather? I mean, you'd think that when it gets warmer, it'd be nice and people would be all happy about it. Like, hey, this is good. It's a nice warm weather. But no, that's not exactly how it's played out for me. I mean, I work in the bush, right? So I've been sinking up to like my thighs in snow that was heavy and wet, and it's sticking to my snowshoes. So every step I'm plodding and fighting to get forward. And then the whole forest above me was raining today and dripping from all the snow in the trees melting, because it was plus six in the Chilcotin Plateau where I was working. And yeah, it was just gross. And then big chunks of snow every time you touch a tree come falling off onto your head. So you got to keep your hood up the whole time on your raincoat, even though it's too hot. I was sweating, and just every step of battle, it was terrible. I get all the way back to camp, and I check in the internet, and the other owner of the lodge, he writes me, Joey, yeah, well, the whole roof, both sections slid, and you no longer have a chimney. So I got the weekend off, no kids. I thought I was going to have a weekend off, but no, I'm going to be up on the roof, maybe even making videos on my YouTube channel. Why not? I can turn anything into a YouTube video, right? That's where the video version of this show can be found. So this show is it's a show about how much the weather sucks in Canada. And suck it does indeed. I'm here with fellow weatherman Frankie McDonald over in Sydney, Nova Scotia, on the other side of the country. We got Brandon Houck, who's the Doppler boy down in Brooks, Alberta. He works on the radio station, the country radio station, and many other radio stations calling the weather. And we'll have him in as well. Plus, we got Gabriel Berardo down in Ontario. He's got hope for snow. He's really hoping for snow. And we got Peter Glanco, who's already showed up too, our friend in Virginia Beach down in the United States.
Yeah.
Just a beauty. We're going to have a really great show talking about how awful our weather is everywhere and what to expect. So, yeah, the thaw is here in British Columbia. How's the weather going for you, Frankie McDonald? Listen.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Who?
Frankie.
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now it's milder outside. It's going to bring a lot of rain tomorrow night. It's going to change over to snow. A little bit of snow on Saturday. And the West Coast has been warmer than average temperatures in the West Coast. It's going to bring a lot of snow squalls in Ontario. That means there's a possible snowstorm for Toronto, Ontario, Sunday and Monday. It's going to hit Albany, New York, Rochester, and Buffalo, and all these places. Interior Virginia and D.C., they're getting a lot of snow.
Where else, Frankie? Tell us the whole story.
Then they got cold air hit for Texas. They're bringing a lot of snow in Iowa on Friday. And in Detroit and California's getting a lot of the Santa Ana winds because of high pressure systems located in Utah. And there's a tropical cyclone cold headed for New Zealand on Monday. In Gisborne, New Zealand, that's a small city on the east coast of North Island, New Zealand. It's been a lot of thunderstorms going on in South America, Africa, and all these places, including Brazil, Argentina. Argentina was up to 50 degrees Celsius, same with Northern Australia because it's so hot there because of climate change. And Chile is really hot. Northern Chile is really hot too, including getting a lot of thunderstorms in Venezuela, Colombia, Peru, in Ecuador, and all these places. And Congo, DR Congo, Uganda, Zimbabwe, and all these places, Botswana, and Angola, they're bringing a lot of thunderstorms there right now. Same with Indonesia, Jakarta, Indonesia is bringing a lot of flood and rain because it's their rainy season right now. And another few months later, Bangkok will be back in the rainy season once again in July, once again in around our summer. India starts their summer before our summer. India starts their summer in April, May. And once their summer ends, our summer starts. Because once our summer starts, India's monsoon season starts.
Hey, Frankie, you mentioned Australia there. It's summertime there, and I know in the past they had the problem with the wildfires. Is that an ongoing problem right now? Is there wildfires going on
in Australia? Temperature went up to 50 degrees Celsius in some places in Australia.
Very, very hot. There's been dust storms, too, there, I've seen.
A lot of dust storms going on in northern Australia and in desert and things like that. In northern Chile.
What about in Europe, Frankie?
Ooh, nice. Chile.
They're bringing a lot of rain, showers, and things like that in Europe. And over in England and all these places. And Liverpool and Oxford and all these places. In the United Kingdom. They're in Birmingham and London. They're bringing really, really warm temperatures there right now. In England, and it's a giant high-pressure system. It's going to turn cooler in England next week. Then it got really warm weather in Portugal and Spain as well. Then it got really cold air going all the way down to Libya. Sometime they got cold air going all the way down to Algeria on Monday and parts of Morocco. And places like Egypt is getting some cold weather in Israel, Saudi Arabia, because a giant low pressure system driving all the cold air all the way down to Saudi Arabia and all these countries. Capital of Saudi Arabia. And Israel's getting a lot of rain. Tel Aviv, Israel's getting so much rain. And Cairo, Egypt's getting rain too. Over in Vladivostok, Russia, so cold there. And they got a lot of stormy weather in northern Japan, in Sapporo, Hokkaido, Japan. Yakutsk is so cold, Magadan so cold. Somewhere in Russia, it's been the blizzard conditions in Yakutsk, Republic of Osaka, Russia. Air has been really, really cold lately in Tokyo, Kyoto, Sendai, and Sapporo, Japan. They're bringing lots of snow in Sapporo, Japan, too.
That's pretty good, Frankie. You're kind of on fire this week. What about earthquakes? Any earthquake news?
That means in the earthquake. And the last place that an earthquake is ends at California, 3.9 magnitude earthquake hit east of Los Angeles. Did some minor damage.
Been quite a few earthquakes along California recently, hasn't there?
The last big earthquake that happened, that was Alaska, southern Alaska, in isolated areas and non-populated areas. And Cyprus had a big earthquake. Did some damage there.
I hear there's almost 40 active volcanoes going on.
In Iceland and all these places.
Yeah, there's a big threat of an eruption in Iceland I hear as well, that there's a huge ground deformation going on and visible signs that a very large eruption is possibly imminent there. So that's something that for the last number of weeks, weather nerds and seismologists and geologists and nerds of all kinds in the natural sciences have been, watching that. What else, Frankie? What kind of videos did you make this week?
I just did a Bitcoin video. One Bitcoin that's around $41,000 American. Over $41,000 American, one Bitcoin. And I was doing a Bitcoin update. Bitcoin's going steady so far.
I'll be sure to check because usually when Frankie does Bitcoin updates, that's usually when there's a shift in price. So last year, one of the Bitcoin updates Frankie did, it was within days of the low of that season. And then his first Bitcoin video was right when it broke out of the multi-year threshold. And so I want to keep track of the charts. It seems like Frankie's videos are well-timed when it comes to Bitcoin. It might either be a shift down or a shift back up after this, since Frankie made a video. Seems to be a correlation.
Do you think that...
That means that people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, they probably buy Bitcoins.
Do you think Frankie making a Bitcoin video encourages them?
Yeah.
I definitely think so with the first Bitcoin video. That got some press on CoinDesk. Some of the... I think it was CoinDesk or Cointelegraph. Some of the major Bitcoin publications... wrote about it when Frankie made his first video, and I made some two different photoshops charting where Frankie made Bitcoin videos, and his very first video correlated directly with when it broke out of its previous all-time highs and reached new all-time highs. So when he very first mentioned Bitcoin, that was one of the major shifts in price where it broke its like 3-year long resistance line. Like if you were to make lines from previous peaks in the Bitcoin price when he made his first video, that was when it first broke above the previous peaks. And then his other videos had some correlations. I made two different Photoshops showing all the charts, the time that he made his videos and how that correlated with the previous peaks and lows in the charts. So
Peter,
Frankie, I don't know if it's just Frankie's intuition or what, but there seems to be parallels with the
You were talking to someone who was a complete moron and really didn't know anything about Bitcoins, you know, like me. What would you tell them?
I mean, so Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. One Bitcoin, as of right now, it's $41,000 American.
I don't know where to start, really. When I first heard of Bitcoin when I was in high school, and my friend told me it broke above $100, and I ignored him then. And the lowest I've sold Bitcoin was at $500 in 2015, and then I started spending money like crazy when it broke $1,000. That was around the new year of 2016-2017. It broke $1,000 for its second time, when it was really speculative back then. So honestly, I think what happened in 2021 is it sort of broke into mainstream awareness a little bit more, where it became really acknowledged by mainstream media, mainstream institutions. And I think it grew a little bit too fast, which is why it has dipped down from, it was all the way up to 65,000. Now it's just over 40,000. So I think that adjustment was, there's always these cycles of hype, and then sometimes it can't keep up and stay up. But I think it might be, if people are interested in it, I think maybe not putting all your savings into it, but keeping a little bit of savings in it for the long run might not be a bad idea. And there are some other technologies out there that are alternatives to Bitcoin, and a lot of them have done very well. But I would be cautious if you want to go that route and diversify, because there are now 16,000 coins recognized by CoinMarketCap.com, and just a month ago there was only 15,000 coins recognized by CoinMarketCap.com. and I can remember when there was only a few hundred coins that were in existence. So the space has changed a lot, and there's really no possible way, even if you spend every minute of the day, to keep up with every sort of blockchain project that is out there. So but it is much less of a speculative investment than it used to be. It's still a volatile investment, but it's now sort of acknowledged by the mainstream, so it's not going anywhere.
Well, I'm still a little cautious, I guess. Like, maybe something would be cool to get into, but you know, Bitcoin, I thought you weren't supposed to put money in your mouth. It's dirty. Brennan Houck over in Brooks, Alberta. How's the weather over there?
Oh, well, I've got... Oh, it's going good. Yeah, we had a nice warm week. I actually almost was this close to putting shorts on. That close, but not just yet. But it was absolutely beautiful for a couple of days. We didn't have much in the way of wind, even though some areas in the southwestern part of the province had gusts up to 110 kilometers an hour. So that was that wind was definitely strong enough to tip a few trucks over on the road there just yesterday or the day after. Yeah, that's for sure. And we had some pretty warm temperatures at Claire's home today, the hot spot in all of Canada, getting all the way up to 15 degrees. On the plus side there, absolutely lovely. The whole town at Claire's home was tweeting me today and bragging about their weather. So I thank them for doing that. Indeed, as I only got two today. Now, what happened in our area? It was a difficult forecast. I was going through the models this morning. A couple forecasts had us going up to 12 or 8 this afternoon. But I noticed that cold front coming through early in the day, and it sure did, probably about across here about 10 o'clock this morning, and we only got to about 2 degrees, so I only forecasted us to get to 4. So I did pretty well in that forecast, I have to say so myself. Writes for me. So we have very low pressure that developed. Now, this is the situation through the rest of the day, which is January 13th today. We had this low pressure system develop right in my backyard, actually. So we only got just a few snow showers, about it, and the drop in temperature and a little gust of wind to go through. That was it. But central region of the province had a rough morning with freezing rain in the Edmonton area, causing some very slick conditions, especially in the city, and the bridge decks were all iced over as well. And all the roads were covered in either ice or snow across central regions of the province. So a rough morning there. That snow has now moved off into Saskatchewan. And there's a potential for 10, 15 centimeters of snow to fall in parts of Saskatchewan and into Manitoba by the 14th there. So that is the situation there. Now, I have to tell you a little bit more about these low pressure systems because they are very, very, very special because they form in our backyard. The low pressure system that forms in the province of Alberta is actually called an Alberta Clipper. And I decided to have some seagulls in the background here. I don't know if you can hear them.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what that was.
Alberta Clipper. Now, what's the Alberta Clipper, you may ask? So this is this was named after fast-moving ships of the 19th century. That's the name of the Alberta Clipper. So whenever a low pressure system develops in the wintertime in the province of Alberta, it's called an Alberta Clipper. And that's what we have that developed today. And it's going to make its trek through the United States, the Midwest at least, and then head off towards, sometimes these things go right to Ontario and then eventually into Atlantic Canada. They can form into even bigger storms when they get out to the Atlantic Ocean, which is also known as the big old fashioned nor'easter. Now, what happens if the low pressure system develops in Saskatchewan? That would be called the Saskatchewan Screamer.
Ah! What happens? Just imagine if nor'easter and a category 5 hurricane and the Alberta Clipper and the Colorado low and the panel and the five stars collided to one. What does that mean?
Big problem. You know what? Right.
Oh, yeah. Big, big, big snow, Frankie. Probably at least 50 inches in your area. Who knows?
What happens if a category 5 hurricane, nor'easter, Alberta Clipper, Colorado low, Pan Am, Hokan, atmosphere, river, 6 different storms combined into one. What does that mean?
That'd probably then you would just die.
That would be the end of the earth as we know it.
Indonesia gets a magnitude. What happens if Indonesia gets a magnitude 180.0 earthquake?
Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't know if I'm down after that. Wouldn't be good.
Indonesia will be the next Alexandria, Egypt.
Oh, wow.
Old Alexandria, Egypt.
That would be impressive indeed.
What would happen, Frankie, if we had an F-20 tornado?
Total destruction.
More than that, I think like the ground would start lifting up on you. I think that there would be like massive holes in the ground just ripped apart and like your house. Well, I mean, there was no more house.
I think you'd send to another dimension.
Definitely not a house.
Teleported to some hopefully a universe where I'm wildly successful. It's okay that I've gone through all this stuff because in some other universe, there's a version of me who's winning.
Winning.
Gotta keep on believing.
Same with me.
Hey, Brandon,
GB,
what's
when
up?
You're young, it feels like life keeps giving you challenges and difficulties, and you're like, okay, it's going to get easier, but then it just gets more difficult and more disappointing. So you got a lot to look forward to.
Well, yeah. Like,
oh, yeah, man.
A lot chimney sliding off my roof and all that. So we're looking at a bit of a pattern change in British Columbia this next number of days. So looking at, because the show is recorded on the 13th right now, if it's a Thursday night, we always get our Zoom calls in on Thursday night. Of course, I'm in logging camp where the internet's very slow. So you probably hear some of that, but hey, we're making it anyways. I'm 200 kilometers west of Quesnel out in the wilderness. So, I mean, I'm doing the best I can. So Prince George, listeners at C4 88.7 FM, you can look forward to on Saturday, 5 degrees. I mean, it's been warm lately, we know it, but that's when the pattern shift starts, and we got -5 by night, periods of snow, still 2 degrees on Sunday, but snow, cloudy at night, and Monday showers, 3 degrees, but that's when we start taking that dip in by Monday night, -13 at night, Tuesday -9 during the day, -12 at night possibly, Wednesday you're looking at -6 or so with chance of flurries. So definitely getting into a more active, cloudy, and increasingly going to be over the next week going back to seasonal values in our forecasts. Brandon, what's it looking like for Winnipeg for listeners at CKUW 95.9 FM this when they hear the show on Monday? Prince George hears the show on Saturday, 2 days after we record it. And then Winnipeg, here's it 2 days after that. So unfortunately, you can never quite get on our show an up-to-the-minute accurate forecast. But you know, we're trying to give you a picture of what's going on across the country. Winnipeg, what are you expecting?
Well, before I get to that, what happens when the Manitoba Muller? Just like that. There you go. I got to play that again. That was cool. Yeah. Yeah. Get those bells going. Okay. So that's the Manitoba ball. Manitoba baller there. Okay. So yeah, we have that snowfall in southwestern Manitoba this weekend. This weekend actually is going to warm up. So you, as you know, you hear this on Monday, so you'll be enjoying that nice weather this weekend before yet another cold snap. Coming in for Monday and Tuesday of next week, we're going to start seeing the temperatures begin to plummet, I guess, especially on Tuesday. We'll have to watch a couple of systems march their way across the prairies here. We have a sister ride, so by Sunday and Monday, we'll see our temperatures above the freezing mark, and then Tuesday, we're back below minus 10 for one day, then we go right back up again. And then we take a really big tumble by the end of next week. And even Manitoba's going to be impacted by that next big tumble. And we got to watch another system, especially, I'd say, Thursday, maybe Friday. That might be, that's definitely something worth watching with some snow and blowing snow potential for the prairies there. And then a very, very cold air mass will follow suit of that. So that means winter ain't done just yet. Nope.
In fact, I wish it would come back. I prefer working in minus 10, minus 15. The wilderness is very hard to get around in right now. And I'm an extremely savvy bushman. I'm a very well-experienced mountain man. And I spent a lot of my life battling the elements in the wilderness, whether it's bugs, bad weather, injuries, vehicle problems, you name it, weather. It was a special kind of hard today, being that wet and being that caught in the snow. That snow you're talking about is going to be going towards Ontario. You have any last words on that before we ask Gabriel about Ontario's forecast?
Yeah, that Clipper system. Well, first, it's going to take a dive to the south, so it's going to go visit to Wisconsin and all those lovely places, and then it's going to take its nosedive towards Ontario by maybe Monday of next week as it swings by, moves into Quebec, and eventually Atlantic Canada is a stronger storm system, so definitely worth watching. It looks like the barometric pressure is going to go down to at least 982 millibars as this thing intensifies and grab some of that Great Lakes air mass.
Well, I mean, it's really hard to track this, okay? And well, this is what models been doing throughout the last few days. They have been going back and forth, south, east, northwest. And I actually think the CMC and the GDPS model still actually show a well far west, which would actually bring me snow. Well, that is what I want here in our province, right? Like Toronto would actually of course get into that snow, and even of course areas west of that. Now here's the thing though, okay, because then you have people from the west people from the east tweeting like, hopefully, I think based on the models now, I think that this is of course gonna go south and maybe even east and well. And then they circle their area saying that I'm in the bullseye for snow. Well, first of all, it's about 3 to 4 days out. So it's a bit hard to kind of say, right, who's exactly getting the most snow here. Looking at the NAM here, kind of shows it. I'm on the line, so I'm on the edge of glory in this scenario here, and I don't like that, okay, because I'm on the edge of, well, that would mean probably a centimeter, probably a few. And then you see, well, I'm chose the Balkan eastern part of the province. And I'm just thinking right now, man, I just want the snow. We've had a pretty dry winter here, man. And I don't want this, okay? And I hopefully that Lowell just move a little bit more west, like tiny bit more northwest. That would just do me a great favor. And I hope, hopefully that the weather gods could wish me well on this. Because, looking at the tolls on this, man, they could be very, very, very high. It all, of course, matters on where the where it goes. Models are still showing that. Well, some of them are still showing it a northwest trend. Some of them are showing a south east trend, and it is very, very, very hard to say. Now it's really hard to kind of say who will exactly get, most of the snow. And I hopefully that I just of course wanted to go northwest, and if it won't, then I will make it myself. I don't know how, but I will try to make it myself. I will try to do it. I will just go up in the clouds, and I'll just use a giant wall, and I'll build a wall, like they say, and I'll move the lull, and I will, of course, put all the snow bullseye in my house, over my house, only over my house. No other houses but mine. But anyway, it's really hard to track, guys. Stay updated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all I could say.
What would you do with that snow, Gabriel? What's your plans for snow? Are you just going to look at it, or are you going to do with it?
Okay, well, I would not shovel the driveway, of course. No, I'm joking. I actually, of course, would have to shovel the driveway, of course. But look, that is the least of my problems, guys. I want to go out there, video myself, and show the active weather happening, because it hasn't been active here yet. Yet, I think on most snowfall was I think less than 5 centimeters here, I think, so far. Well, in my area, due to the squalls, going about an hour or so north, some areas get like 40 centimeters of it in the squalls. But here, kind of just missed like a little bit with the squalls, I think, last week. But that's fine. I just, of course, hope to, get out there and video myself and all that snow and everything like that, and show everybody how much of a storm that it is. And I would actually just like to brag to everybody in the south, east, saying like, oh yeah, well, I'm just gonna tweet and I'm gonna be like, oh wow, eh, look at all this snow I'm getting. Look at the snow here in the northwest. Oh yeah, guys, that's not in the southeast, guys. Northwest. So I hope to be saying that. I hope to be bragging about this storm if it moves a little bit northwest. And if it doesn't, all well, fine. Okay, it's a fair, I guess, share. I guess it's a fair share. Who knows? Hopefully it's a fair share.
Well, Frankie seems to think you're getting...
Actually, no. Hopefully it's over my house, but...
Brandon seems to think you're going to get some snow, so...
Oh, yeah, Frankie is always right, so in the Frankie I trust. Oh, yeah. So in them I trust, for sure.
And I also did a video for Iowa for Friday as well.
Oh yeah, well, move that 6 to 12 to here.
6 to 12 inches of snow. That's around 15 to 20 centimeters of snow in metrics. An Impro system is 6 to 12 inches of snow in Iowa.
You get that much.
Come to Wells and see snow, Gabriel, because the kind of snow we have is such big snow that when it moves off my roof, it tears my chimney friggin' off. You think you want snow until, but I love snow. Spending my weekend with bricks and mortar, putting a chimney together, rebuilding a chimney. That's what I want to be doing. But yeah, BC's been getting this really warm weather, southern BC. It's been just unbelievably warm, and it was +6 today where I am, and we're at 1,400 meters. So, even up in the mountains, it's melting. And I heard that
this Monday coming up, both Angie TV and Base Guys getting a big snowstorm on Sunday and Monday. It's going to bring a lot of snow in Montreal. We're Angie TV's in Montreal, East Island, base guy is in Montreal West Island. He's getting a big snowstorm on Monday.
Looks like BC's getting a pretty good snowstorm coming through on Sunday and Monday as well. So it's it's like, have you ever seen those times where you look at the map of North America and like everywhere is thunderstorming or everywhere is snowing or everywhere is raining? Like, have you seen that very often? I've seen it a few times. Like, the whole continent is doing this. That's what BC is going to be like on Sunday, Monday.
I don't think I have yet.
It's just those days sometimes at the height of summer and you like look at the thunderstorm forecast. It's like storms possible between Newfoundland and BC.
Sometimes I see storms possible and sometimes I see storms possible from Windsor to like Ottawa. I'm like, hello, from Windsor to Ottawa. So like that's like a pretty big area. So like, could you at least kind of narrow it, like, you know, down a little bit so I could at least like know? I don't know from Windsor to Ottawa. Like, that's not really good information for me to use. I mean, right? What am I, of course, supposed to tell all my followers that lives in Toronto? Storms from Windsor to Ottawa. Enjoy. And they're like, where is it though, GB? Where exactly? In my town, GB? Or, and I'm like, yeah, man. Happens a lot. It's really hard to forecast storms in the summer, but it's even like worse to forecast winter storms. It's even worse, man. I hate it so much, but I love it too because the hype. And then there's that, oh man, I'm not getting snow. You know what I mean? Then there's all those people that get all mad and everything like that and say, oh, if I'm not getting snow, then I'm just going to hop on Twitter and be like, wow, eh? Nice. And they're just going to start hating on the people that get snow. And hopefully, of course, that's not going to be me with the storm. Hopefully not, man. I'm telling you.
Well, what I'm terrified to find out is, in the absence of my chimney, how much rain and snow has come into my place. So it could be more than just a chimney problem. It could be a small disaster I'm dealing with.
Oh my God, yeah.
So we haven't talked much to Peter Blanco except for your interesting talk about Bitcoin there. But it'd be nice to hear from you, Pete. What's going on down there weather-wise in in Virginia Beach?
For here, it is chilly. In the around 40 degrees right now, which is not too bad for your parts, but it is. We're having a little bit of winter weather here, and it's going to drop into the 20s this weekend. So that is pretty much as exciting as it gets in regards to temperature, cold weather in winter times around here. Getting into the 20s this weekend, and then Frankie mentioned that there's going to be snow in Virginia. For Virginia Beach, it looks like the snow is going to miss us this weekend, but we do have a chance of snow next week in Virginia Beach, Virginia, though other parts of Virginia are going to get some snow. So it wasn't too bad today, but it is going to get colder here over the next 4 or 5 days, and then it looks like it'll warm up again. And so chilly for my standards, but not too bad. Sparrow will survive.
It warmed up today, and it would have been, at times close to 40 degrees, and we were sweating because it was too hot to be working. And of course, you're wearing, rain gear and winter clothes, dressed for being and falling in snow all day. And so you're too warm, can't take them off because it's too snowy everywhere. Yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago, I started my day falling like,
break out the
20 times. Just falling, just pure bailing into snow and getting stuck in contorted positions with my snowshoes underneath logs. You go to step, there's a log here, and then you go to step, but you can't see because there's snow, and then there's like a gap underneath where there's no snow, and then your shoe goes underneath, and then you sink, and then you're contorted, and then sometimes you're doing splits. Just lots of just difficult, but I'm really excited because this weather's it's going to help that snowpack form into a solid base, which might make it quite easy for us once we get down to minus 10 again to start just running like crazy across the top of the snow, right? So, we're suffering for it right now, but it's what has to happen in order for us to really have better access to the bush. Well, snowshoe, and it's a way to make a living, I'll tell you. All right, so what's everyone's New Year's resolutions? I never asked you.
Meet Storm Hunter Mark Robinson. means, you knew that was coming. Yeah. Come on.
And that means that you'll probably meet Chris Chittick in Prairie Provinces before you know it.
Who knows? Who knows, Frankie? But I mean, right, I'm the first person that I want to meet is Mark Robinson. I was like this close, I think, the other, of course, day, because I mean, he asked us if we also wanted to like meet up and chase in one of the squalls, but it was like moving, like the squall was moving every like few like minutes and everything like that, and it was really kind of moving, so he didn't really stay in a certain place, so how could we like stop and like chat if he's always like moving a little bit? So yeah, you know what, maybe if we get some snow over here, then we don't have to we can, you know, maybe like meet, but I mean it will I know that like it will definitely be like soon that I'll probably meet up with him, but it has to just be that perfect timing, that perfect like place, right? Because weather could switch up really fast, so that's why it has to be the perfect timing and the perfect place, right? So hopefully, right, who knows, I mean it will happen this year, but I don't know when. I want it to happen, though.
What about you, Frankie? Any New Year's resolution? Yeah.
And that means I'm still doing a lot of YouTube videos. I'd be doing forecasts for Iowa, Nova Scotia, and all these places, and Prince Edward Island. And I did a forecast for Moscow, Russia. And I did a forecast for Iowa again.
How many YouTube subscribers do you have, Frankie?
273,000 subscribers as of right now.
So I think you can break 300,000 this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. Look at his TikTok is huge, man. I think he's almost at like 700,000. How many followers do you have on TikTok, Frankie?
602,000 followers.
yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's almost at a million. It would be a really like big like thing if he actually, of course, got to that million followers. I think that he likely will on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. A lot of celebrities have way less followers than that on TikTok. So Frankie's killing it on there.
That's
man, right? TikTok is the biggest thing so far, I think. Out of all social media, it's the biggest thing.
I have to start TikTok, and I feel like an old man.
I know another guy, Matthew Santoro, he's on TikTok too. Matthew Santoro has 954,000 followers. He has way more followers than me.
Oh, no, Matthew, not way more.
He has 600,000. You're gaining on him. You're gaining on him.
I mean, you're almost there, Frank.
Matthew Santoro has 954,000 followers on his TikTok. Matthew Santoro, he does videos and things like that. Last time Matthew Santoro uploaded a video to YouTube, that was July 17, 2021. He's now on Twitch. He's a former YouTuber. His channel is still up. His videos are still up.
We need to get a collaboration with him. I think y'all would be a good duo.
Ooh, and I have an update about my house.
Oh, yeah.
So the other owner of the lodge, Josh. So I write, is there a big mess inside my place then too, I guess,
okay.
He writes back, it seems to be a clean break at the roof line. I repeat, what's the damage inside? Josh says, I don't see any damage on the inside. I write, no water or anything? That would be a huge relief. And he's just responding to that. But it sounds like it's just the chimney. That would be, not that he noticed. Amazing. So at least there's no damage inside my house. But, you know, I want to continue with this story for a split second.
What do you got going on for 2022, Joey? What's going
to
be?
I resolved to build a new chimney, a brand new one with bricks and mortar.
That's a new year's chimney.
So I want to go
say to get the meteorological report on television.
I want to go on about roof sliding just for another minute and come back to that, because now that I'm thinking about it, a number of crazy things happened this week in BC because of the sheer immensity of the snow when the weather changed and we had this warmer weather. So one person wrote on, because I run this group, Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers, So if any of you are in BC and are on Facebook, please do join us, Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers, because we have basically all the BC Interior Lowdown, 14,800 members. So one of our members posted in a comment that the snow crushed their greenhouse. So that was unfortunate for them. But then Victor Kong, who's also basically sponsored the forming of this show last year from Horsefly Realty, he's the one who donated $1,000 so that I could get the computer and the gear I needed. I had some money, but not enough. Victor Kong, Horsefly Realty down in Horsefly, British Columbia, really good guy. He was out last night, and he put his ladder up against the house, I think, to get, I think the gutters were clogged or something, so he wanted to get up there and pull whatever was in the clog. But anyways, the whole roof let go, pushed him and the ladder over. He was crushed under the snow and was rescued, taken to hospital to emergency, and fortunately seems to have maybe bruises, perhaps broken ribs or some sprains, but no serious injuries. So we're really, really glad to hear that. Victor Kong, we really wish you a good recovery, and just offer our thanks again for all you've done to help me get this all together. And it's been a long time since we said channel sponsored by Horsefly Realty, but really it has been the whole way, because that's how I would not have been able to afford last winter to buy a $2,000 computer that can edit video and do the things that this computer can do, right? So I just never had the technology to become a YouTuber or to make things like this. So, and same with the TikTok, because I'm not a cell phone person. There's no cell service where I live. If you can imagine that, Canada, that's someone who lives at 4,000 feet in the mountains, has no access to a cell service. Like, I can't seem to get on a lot of these sites, whether it's Plenty of Fish or it's friggin', you know, even Twitter. I had to get Gary Semenoff, the Caribou Outlaw, to start the Twitter profile for me. And then I took it over off my computer. But these are some of the things that the difficulties I have in making media. Really, it's been a year since I started my channel. That was my resolution last year, was to build a YouTube channel with 1,000 subscribers at least, so I could start. And I've made my first $30. You know, it's not a lot making weather videos, but it's a chance. It's something to go on. And I want to encourage you, Frankie, because I know you don't monetize your videos, to consider doing this at least. Monetize them, but don't put advertisements on it. So at least YouTube Premium, you'll get a couple cents off every viewer from anyone who has YouTube Premium. I think that's a good idea for you, Frank.
I got my bobbleheads on National Bobbleheads Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but you know, consider putting that, monetize the videos. And like I say, you don't have to put the advertisements on. I don't put advertisements on every video I put up. But at least if someone who subscribes to YouTube and pays that monthly rate, you know, you still get a payment for them visiting your channel, right? So something to consider, expanding your empire a little bit, because I mean, Frankie's been doing it for everybody for a long time. That's obviously something to appreciate about you, Frankie.
It's not Google AdSense. It's not.
What is it, Frankie?
It's not Google AdSense.
It's like Google AdSense, but for YouTube partners.
Yeah, it is AdSense.
What Joey's talking about is for the YouTube Premium, if you don't do the Google ads on your videos, then it, without ads, you can still make some money off the YouTube Premium subscriptions that do your channel. But I think you should just go full on monetization. And you put a lot of work into your videos, Frankie. You should get paid for them.
What about Amazon Associates?
That Morning Brew show that you invited me to the other week, that lady was talking about it. That is definitely something you could do. And if you got on Amazon Associates and you posted links to Amazon for people to buy your book, and they bought other stuff in their shopping cart when they checked out, like, to buy your book, you'd also get money from their other purchases on Amazon as well. I think you should. I think that'd be great to get you on Amazon Associates.
Like the weather stand, and then put a link to the weather station.
That weather station. Like that weather station you got for Christmas. If you posted about that and you're an Amazon associate, you get paid for every person that bought one of those weather stations through your Amazon link.
Oh, wow.
So that'd be something. I think that would be something good. And I bet if you started doing that, there'd probably be companies that would send you all sorts of weather type of products for free. And then you could just post links
I post a link to my laptop.
You can get money for that too if you get on the Amazon Associate program. I'm sure that we need to get you in touch with the Amazon. You need to get in touch with the Amazon Associates and see if you can apply and get your links, because I think
the Be Prepared book is now an official part of Halifax school curriculum as of this past week.
Wow, that's cool. That's very cool. Yeah. The one reason I kind of send this at you too, Frankie, is because you want to go on a world tour, and you're going to need capital to start your world tour. You want to go to every country forever?
Oh yeah.
You need to start up.
Yeah, man.
I got to get Frankie out in his world tour.
That means what happens if Matthew Santoro starts. That means what happens if Matthew Santoro also starts his world tour as well. What does that mean? Matthew Santoro will be doing his own world tour as well.
Yeah, we'll just get Tonya Harding to go and hit him in the knee. That'll deal with that.
I don't think Frankie would appreciate that, really.
And then Brandon's been teaching students as well, talking to high school students. And yesterday I was asked by the Royal Canadian Air Cadet Squadron in Quesnel to teach their meteorology courses for flight school, ground school. So I've been given a bunch of coursework to look at, which I haven't looked at yet, but I will this weekend. And I'll start and I took ground school with Air Cadets, so I'm familiar with the course. Although I'm sure the books have changed a lot since 1995. But I get to be a civilian instructor on the topic of meteorology.
There you go.
Yeah. Maybe I'll even get to go gliding sometime. Again, I loved gliding. Air Cadets was awesome. I was glad to do that. And you go be an Air Cadet, and then someday you can be a full member of the Legion. But I don't drink anymore, so... But I used to drink a lot at the Legion. All the Legions. I used to drink everywhere. And Legions were sometimes around, so I drank there, you know... Sometimes 10, 12, 25, 30 beers. Man, I don't miss today. Is it today or yesterday morning? It was this morning. I celebrated 18 months sobriety. So that's 1.5 years of being awesome. That's after. And everyone, because I posted on my page. I got 350 likes. And, then, I got thinking about it. It's like, because I was kind of embarrassed to even say anything at first. Like, oh, who would care? Well, 350 people seem to care. But then I was like, what if I had posted like, hey, everyone, a year and a half ago, I decided to stop being a depressed, suicidal, maniac loser who wants to end his life through alcohol. Would you still get 350 likes? I don't know. It's just, but I guess everyone likes a feel-good story. There's Joey overcoming a lifetime of tumultuous.
And not stuff. Just for the, not just for your mental health either. Also in the future, I guarantee you your liver and kidneys will thank you for that, because I know with my health issues and the medications I've been on, I had some issues with the liver and kidneys from prescribed medications, and so I gotta take it easy with everything. And so I don't know, but I'm sure if you continued on the path that you're on, that would have been no fun down the road. So you're saving yourself a world of trouble and stay sober. Yeah. So good for you.
I don't ask about it much because I don't know if how much you want to talk about publicly, but you look good, Pete. You're feeling good, are you?
Yes, I'm feeling much better. And I have from early on in the earlier episodes of the Meteorological Report, I was still having a lot of difficulties with insomnia, and since the beginning of this show, I have a different prescription for that now that actually works. That's a long story I'm not going to get into, but then I have my CD4 count is a lot higher. It was 290 something last time I went in, and I could break 300, which is amazing. From 5 CD4, there wasn't a high percentage chance of getting above 200. 200 is the threshold for autoimmune disease. So I'm doing a lot better, and I put on a lot of weight. I'm at probably my all-time high weight in my life, which is a healthy weight, which is good. Eating a lot better, and it was a little bit frustrating to get the right medication that worked for me in regards to what works for my insomnia because that is a controlled thing, which some psychiatrists don't like to prescribe, but it is what works for me. So I got that sorted out about 2 months ago, and I'm doing so much better, sleeping more regularly, much better appetite, and so I'm feeling great. So last year, 2021, was main thing was getting my health back on track, and I made a lot of progress there. So this year I gotta get the body is my now that I am feeling better, that's what I'm now it's time to make some moves.
Well, it's obvious though, like I can see the change, like it, you really do look like you're doing well, man. It makes me happy, very happy. Yeah,
thank you, I appreciate it. I feel much better happy to happy to be all right.
How's the rest of your health doing? I feel I'm 42 years old and I smoke cigarettes and walk about 10 kilometers a day through the bush. I feel great. I look great. Not really, but look at my hair. It doesn't look that great.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm also fine too.
Haven't been in the same room with a woman in like a year or so. Usually I'd be like, one of my friends would come around. I'd be like, hey, you want to cut my hair? Want to help a guy out? No, people just don't come around these days. It's that whole world's gone quiet, which, you know,
well, have
I guess if no one comes around, it doesn't matter how much my hair looks bad until I turn the camera on. But the camera for me has been definitely a big part of, you know, that change in 2021. It was like, this was my first full year being a sober guy. Basically, you know, I woke up on January 1st sober, for months and months, and then went through a whole year of it and felt better and better physically, mentally, dealt with more. I went through a lot in my life, you know, and at some point you just can't keep going. But the way you are, I found that the camera has been a great friend in the times of COVID where there's not visitors, or times of being in the wilderness a lot. It's been my mental health release. And if the camera's not there, well, I have a camera on me right now, and it's also on the four of you. So, you know, making this show has been real fun. And definitely over the next year, I want to keep getting better and stronger and living good and making more and more videos and see where it takes us. I have a feeling someday we're all going to do something really cool together. I just can't wait for it. You know, I had this like dream where you all come to Wells and I take
you. Oh, yeah. I mean,
you see grizzly
maybe,
bears.
Yeah, maybe.
And then we all go to Churchill and we see Joe Stover and get a polar bear tour. We meet up with Brandon in the summer sometime and
school trip.
Go for some tornado chases all together. We get a few days on the beach with Peter Glenko one of these years, and then in 2024 we go out to see Frankie and witness the solar eclipse.
If you want to follow my social media, my Twitter is @FrankieMcD. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. My Twitch is FrankDown1984. My Instagram is FrankieMcD1984. My TikTok is FrankDown1984. My Clapper is FrankieDown1984. My Snapchat is FrankieMacDon. My LinkedIn is FrankieMcDonald. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
He's the best, Frankie McDonald, out in Sydney, Nova Scotia. And then when I do come home to Ontario, I'll make sure to take GB out for a little ride, show you some of the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know.
Someday we'll
probably,
all try.
Yeah, you know what? I could actually do that, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I could actually do that. But yeah, man. I know what. I don't know. Where would you like to go in that time range? Like, there's so many restaurants, or like, there's somewhere. Right?
I was thinking fishing, but.
Somewhere, I mean, there's.
Or storm chasing.
Okay. The classic fishing. Yeah, that's true. You know what, though? If you're up for some storm
fishing, buddy?
Chasing, whenever, sure, yeah.
You have anyone ever taken you fishing?
Okay, no, well, actually, I have. Okay, no, well, actually, I've actually once went fishing, yeah, like a few times up north with my family, like years ago, though. And it was, I didn't really like it as much because I was a kid, but maybe, I mean, like now I would probably have the patience for it, probably. Like, yeah, don't worry. I would have the patience for it now. For sure, I mean.
So you didn't catch anything?
Why not? Oh, and well, like I catched a few fish.
2 months. And last time Matthews.
I don't think they stayed.
Last time Matthews sat through a road of comment on the community post that was 2 months ago in November.
So he's slowing down, but you're speeding up, Frankie. You're going to pass Matthew Santoros. And if not, we're going to call Tanya Harding in. If you think fishing's cool, fishing maybe can be boring.
Say, you're a rap fan. You should...
I was just going to say,
you should listen to the song Harley Quinn by Chief Keef. He has a funny line in there about how his grandpa took him fishing and he didn't catch anything. I thought it was just...
I think I actually heard that line on social media, but I'm not sure. I could, don't worry. Like, send me it and I could go and
I'll send you the link on Twitter. It just seems so out of context for the rest of the song, but I got a kick out of it. Chief Keef has some great one-liners once in a while. Anyway.
You might think fishing is boring, but you just haven't tried fishing on acid.
Me?
So weird. Today was quite a day, but at least my house isn't flooded. Glad on that.
I saw a license plate today that said 666 5 a.m. I don't know if that was... I took a picture of it. I don't know if that person really hated mornings or what the story behind that license plate was, but...
Maybe they just loved the devil.
Maybe they were Satanists.
You know, I can't be the only one out there. Any last words, everybody?
No, that's kind of threatening in that context. Any last words?
I know. Hopefully I get, some snow. That's all, man.
DB wants snow. What about you, Peter Glenko?
I'm Frank McDonald. You're listening to the Comedian Meteorological Report.
All right,
Comedian Meteorological Report.
Yeah.
Meteorological Report.
On CKUW95.5.
You're listening to the Meteorological Report.
The lag is hilarious because you guys never know what I'm trying to talk. Tune into us next week when maybe the internet will be a little faster and we'll have an easier time to get
a
show.
I'm sorry, Joey. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's part of being, imagine I'm in the wilderness, literally. Like, there's not a freaking house for 80 kilometers at least. Right? Except for, I think there's a couple homesteads out in the wilderness I don't know. It's been a while, eh? Wait to have Ronnie. Time? Ronnie's my favorite. Ronnie. I love Ronnie Grigg. He took some time off there, and he's just kind of been quiet ever since. He's laying low in life. He does a lot. He saved a lot of lives.
Is Ronnie going to return on your show?
I'm sure he will.
Is he going to return on Zoom?
I think you should ask him. Put the pressure on so it's not just me. You're like, Ronnie Grigg, you come on the show next week. Everyone wants to see you.
Matthew Santoro, if he's not busy, Matthew Santoro could be a special guest on your show.
Could be. Isn't that like sleeping with the enemy? Maybe. Isn't that your competition, Frankie?
Matthew Santoro, a former YouTuber.
So tune in next week and you can hear this show again. The Community Meteorological Report on 95.9 FM and CKUW and 88.7 FM. CFUR and Prince George. Thank you, Winnipeg. Thank you, Prince George. And if you want to see the video version with our lagging faces and all that, then please check out Joey Only, the Caribou Weather Dude. I got weather videos and whatnot on there. If you want to keep up to date with BC interior weather, please join Interior Weather Wilderness Watchers on Facebook. I think that's about it for me this week. We'll catch you next time, everybody. Goodbye for now.